This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has made his first statement since Wednesday's riot at the U.S. Capitol, denouncing those who stormed the building and promising those who broke the law will be prosecuted. In a video posted to his Twitter account, Trump said the demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol had defiled the seat of American democracy.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Trump, who at a rally on Wednesday encouraged demonstrators to march on the Capitol and later said he loved those who took part in the rioting, said Thursday, "We must get on with the business of America." Trump said his focus would turn to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. He said the moment calls for healing and reconciliation. The president ended by saying to his supporters, in his words, "Our incredible journey is only just beginning." The head of the U.S. Capitol Police has announced that he will resign. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Chief Stephen Sund, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police, will resign effective January 16th in another consequence of Wednesday's breach of the Capitol by a mob of pro-Trump protesters. Sund admitted Capitol Police did not expect a violent attack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for Sund to step down, and a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press confirmed his resignation. Sund is not alone. The chief security officer for the House of Representatives resigned Thursday, and Senator Chuck Schumer says he'll fire the Senate sergeant-at-arms when he assumes the role of majority leader. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.